Father, we thank you that your word is alive. It's full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is the discerner, the seer into, of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God, we ask you today, teach us, lead us, guide us, bring us into all truth. Help us to comprehend this. You said, in all you're getting, get understanding. That's what you said. You said that. You said that the beginning of wisdom is to be able to recognize you, God, and to be able to put you first. You said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added. So, God, we come before you. You said, 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only shall we see it with our eyes. You said that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You said all things work together for our good, because we love you and we're called according to your purpose. You said, God, that I'm with you to deliver you. So we receive all these things today in Jesus' name. We're ready to run with it and give you glory. In Jesus' name we call it done. And everybody said, amen. Say amen. Now, I left a word with you last time. You may be seated. Oh, no, we got to make a confession. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what the Word of God says that I am. I can do what the Word of God says that I can do. I am y'all don't even know this. I'm a hearer of God's word on purpose. And because I am a hearer, not just a doer, my life is, this is my Bible. Faith comes by, and hearing by, in Jesus' name, I call it done. Amen. Okay. Woo, we're going to have to give you a script. All right, let's go in our Bibles. We're going to dig into the Word of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fearing the Lord begins a process of understanding beyond school knowledge. Now, I love school. I'm always going to school. My wife and I both. We ain't quitting. I mean, you know, they can kick us out. We'll just go online. But we just love learning, and, you know, but if you take the Lord out of the equation, it messes you up. Now, Wednesday night, we're going to deal with this even stronger, because we're going into some strong scriptures that the secular world actually wanted to ban Romans chapter 1 from being read in America. We're about to go to the scriptures that they wanted to ban in this country. So Wednesday night, you want to be here for book night for Don and Kathy Live. Okay, so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, we've been studying how to receive in 2026. This is probably going to take all of first quarter for me to do. That's January, February, March, if you're not familiar with first quarter. It's going to take that long to get through this and get a hold on this. Now, I had given you some things last time we were together that are important, and I'm going to try to get to them as much as I can, but like I said, this is going to be like a three-month teaching, but it'll all be different. It's not going to be the same every week anyhow, so you won't even know that it was the same teaching. It'll have the same title, but there's different things God wants us to receive. Are you ready? Okay. Number one, I gave to you, and these are simple truths. I gave to you that God is for you and wants you to enjoy your life. Now, it's hard for people, really, some people, that have had tough times in their lives, it's sometimes hard for them to receive that, and sometimes they'll even try to sabotage their present life to be able to pay back their previous life. Now, this is pretty different to think of, but this is how the Lord showed me this. Paul said, we'll go there in a few minutes, but let me just quote this. I have learned, or I know how to abound, which means I know how to live on top of the mountain. Everything going my way. All needs supplied, every desire is coming my way. Paul said, I have learned. I now know how to do that. And I know how to be abased, how to go through and not leave God just because I'm going through challenges and things are happening. Most of us came from that second way of life. Most of us had no silver spoon. Most of us didn't even get a spoon. Forget it being silver. And if we did get a spoon, it was plastic. And somebody else had just used it. We usually come from a life not of great victory and great resources and great wealth and health and all of that kind of stuff. Because of this world being cursed, we usually go through some challenges. And the enemy will make sure of that. And the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. It's very funny that it says this. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow have its own problems. Paraphrasing. In other words, it's a guarantee you're going to have problems tomorrow. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Even though it does happen, you better be ready for it. It's not what we want. So we're on a task here of helping people to get out of the old way of thinking, living, being, to get into a new way of thinking, living, and being based on scriptural principles from God who cannot change. God cannot change. Now, I said it last time we were together, that God cannot change, but God can do, God cannot lie, but God can do whatever he wants to do. What are you going to do about it? If God lied, what would you do? What are you going to do? You going to go up in heaven and punch him in the face? I mean, what you going to do if God lied? Now, because the Bible says he cannot lie, he can do whatever he wants to do. But his character, his integrity will not let him ever tell something that's not true. His character keeps him from being like human beings. They lie and say they're going to do a lot of things. Some people, I know them by their lies. There are some people that, if they tell me I'm going to be there, I know they're not going to. They're just sort of apologizing before it happens. I mean, literally, I do know people like that. That as soon as they tell me I'll be there, I'm saying, you're not going to be there. That's why you're saying it. You're trying to convince yourself I'm going to be there. But you're really not going to be there. See, your word should be your bond. The Bible says you should swear to your hurt. In other words, even if it hurts you to get it done, you said you're going to do it, get it done. Don't put your name down on stuff. I'll be here, here's my signature. Or here, I'm going to sign up for this class, or I'm going to go to this. And you don't show up. You're wasting other people's time. It's disrespectful. But lying is in vogue, especially for politicians. They'll lie. And lie, and lie, and lie, and cuss and lie, and cuss some more and lie, and cuss. You are a child of the living God. This little Mickey Mouse stuff we're dealing with down here on this earth is like that. Well, it's less than that. This will be over, and you will enter into eternity and have to give an account for what you did with this 5 seconds or half a second or nanosecond of life. This is your proving ground. You do not get a second chance. Ain't no oops, let me get out of the coffin and try this again, unless God's working a miracle and there's a minister of God, somebody that really knows how to pray and get you out of that stupid box. That does happen. But God wants you to get it right the first time. You do not get a redo of this life. Only what you do for Christ will last. When we get away from here, forgive me, but don't forgive me, because it's my life. I can't get away from it. When I start talking about stuff like this, what comes to me is going to hell and seeing the lake of fire. A few days ago, I think it was at the end of the year, it really, really got to me. And my wife and I mean, I was crying for like half the day.
because I remember how lonely that was. You do not want to be away from God. Even if you hate God, you don't know what existence is like when you are away from God. I was in this place, and I'll just share part of the book that's coming out. I was in this place in space somewhere, and I was looking to see if any other people were there. I was suspended in this sort of dark place. It was like I was suspended in midair, laying on my back in a coffin with a glass top on the coffin so I could see around me. But there was nobody there. And in my thought, in my mind, when God allowed me to see this vision, I was like, the universe is this big to where God could scatter every person to somewhere where they would see no other person. It's possible that God can just suspend you in this place, wherever it is, I don't know where it is, to where there's nobody there. There's nobody there. And that's why while I was in that coffin, I turned and I looked to my right. I looked over to my right and I saw the lake of fire. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, there's nobody in it because judgment hasn't happened yet. You only have so much time on this earth. Get it right. This is not a time to play church or fake church. You don't need to be trying to fool me. I ain't thinking about you. I'm here to deliver a message and walk out of here. I can't take you where you need to go. You have to make the decision to go yourself. So if you don't believe God is good, that's your challenge. You got to work on that, folks. Just because you went through tough times, everybody's gone through tough times. Everybody has a testimony. Recently, the Spirit of the Lord has been telling me to listen to the police scanners around here, because as I was saying, I believe it was on Wednesday or maybe it was midnight prayer and praise, I was saying that the amount of what has been a term called forebells or lights and sirens going on around us has increased so exponentially. Unbelievable. We lived in Puyallup for 31 years now, and for about 28 of those years, it's like Mayberry RFD as far as emergencies go. But in the last few years, the amount of need for ambulances, police, fire, it's just, I am waiting to go up on Meridian, the main road that those of you that know Puyallup, to go there and not hear a siren. We've been trying to do this, and we go up there several times a day sometimes. Every time we show up, close to that South Hill Mall, sirens. And we, you know, because we pray for every ambulance we see. We pray for every fire truck. We pray for every police. If we see them four bells or with lights and sirens or priority, we pray for them. Because you don't know what they're going into. And you don't know who needs help and what kind of help they need. And so, and the reason that started is because of when I went through my challenge. See, I'm talking about being humble. I knew what it's like, man. I wish people was praying for me while I was going down the street in that stupid ambulance. But we pray all the time. So we're praying all the time. And we say, okay, let's go there now. Let's see if let's go now. Let's go now. Let's go now. No. From Ording, from Graham, from Spanaway, from here, from there, from down the street, up the street, around the corner. Blah, 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 blah. Then the Lord told me, start listening to the scanner. See, I'm a lifestyle teacher. I teach people how to live in today's society to make it to heaven. And I deal with the soulless realm a lot. So he said, start listening to the police and fire medic scanner And with the state patrol, I was so amazed. In fact, like Friday night, I guess it was, 10 hit and runs. People are now just running into people and just take off. And I'm wondering, is this because, and I'm not prejudiced, and I don't, you know, we're non-immigrants. African-Americans are the only non-immigrants in this country. We did not migrate here. We were brought here as chattel, as slaves. We are non-immigrants. Study it. You'll know what I'm talking about. I've studied this for years. We're non-immigrants, but we're thankful to be here because we've been absorbed into this nation. But I'm wondering, is it because of the immigrants in this country that don't know how to drive? Or the people that's getting driver's license, like the truckers, that don't know how to read the signs? No, that sounds prejudiced. I can't be prejudiced and be this black. Anyhow, the Lord put in my heart, people are just sort of like the last days. Lascivious. You need to know that God protects you. That's my point. Well, all this stuff is going on, you know, and in between that, all the domestic violence stuff, and then after that, after a few of those calls, then you hear shots fired around the corner from where we are. You need to thank God that he's watching over you. I'm just telling you what's in your county, what's in your city. That's not 24/7 all the time, but it's enough to be able to say this is out of the ordinary. So God wants you to not live like you're not abased, or don't live like you're abounding. Be able to handle both. Don't let either one freak you out. You do well this year because you're going to do well this year. If you follow what God says, you be obedient. God's going to take you to a new place. Say amen to that. Amen. Say it again. Say amen. Okay. Let's go to Genesis because I got to be able to give this some kind of foundation. Let's go to Genesis because I want to be able to share with you a scripture. We're going to go back to Deuteronomy for a moment here. We don't have a lot of time, but we have enough to be able to cover this. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3. Watch this now. See, because you are created as part of the kingdom of God and part of the family of Abraham to be a blessing. Now, a lot of people are looking for blessings. That's not what we're supposed to be doing as believers. You are a blessing. So as God recovers your life, you and I are supposed to look for ways to bless. That's why we become blessed. That's why God still has you on the planet. You are blessed to be. You are not here blessed to get blessed or to get more blessed or to brag about how you're blessed. You are blessed to be a blessing. Now, that is the DNA of Abraham. It's not the DNA of Adam. Adam got you here physically. You wouldn't be here if you wasn't part of the physical lineage of Adam, but he sinned. So God had to send a spiritual replacement for man to pattern himself after before Jesus, and that happened to be Abraham because he was a man of faith. Are y'all still with me? He's a man of faith. He believed what God said, and he did it. Some of us believe, but we don't do nothing. Nothing. We do everything out in the world to perfection. But when it comes to the Lord, we got to get busy. What are you going to say to the Lord when he looks for the fruit that you had? And he's giving out all these rewards for what you have done. And you ain't got none because you didn't do anything. I came, I sat in that chair, I stayed awake. That's worth at least a trip to heaven if you gave your life to Jesus while you were in the chair. But you ain't got much left, because there's going to be rewards in heaven. And see, there are no participation trophies in heaven. Well, just because you was a Christian, you get what everybody else gets, you're like counted in first place too? No, you got to work.
Hoss.
You know that. That's why you're eating. Because you know it takes labor to keep that table with some food on it. And you're not that off. Chapter 12 and verse number 1. I perhaps said something different. Genesis 12 and 1. Can we go there? Now the Lord said, who said? It says the Lord in the version that I'm looking at right here, which is the King James Version. In the New King James Version, if you'll switch that though, it says, God says, now the Lord said, say the Lord said. Yeah, it says that same thing here. The Lord said unto Abraham. Now make note, because Abraham becomes an example up for us, replacing really Adam. Because Adam didn't believe what God says. He didn't follow what God says. Adam and Eve went against that. But now Abraham becomes the example. It says, now the Lord said unto Abram. How many have ever heard from the Lord? Put your hand up if you've heard from the Lord. Okay, let me do it this way. How many have never heard from the Lord? Okay, so this ain't foreign to you. There are no hands up. Everybody have, do I see a hand? Okay, you've never heard from the Lord? Okay, are you born again? You've received Jesus, then you heard from the Lord. Because that's how you got born again. He drew you. See, and people don't explain that kind of stuff, but that's really what happened. Because no one can come to the Lord unless he draws them. So you were called out of darkness into the marvelous light. Nobody taught you that, but you need to know that you heard from the Lord. Okay, because last week I was talking about how we hear from the Lord, and you need to know which way you hear from the Lord. I shared with you how God says things to me, and I write them down or whatever. But you heard from the Lord, or else you couldn't be born again, because you heard a call in your heart that you couldn't stay the way you were, and you received Jesus. And I'm saying that to all the folks watching as well, because some of us, we don't even know we're hearing from the Lord, because you listen to everybody else, and you don't listen to what God's saying. See, God is talking to you. God is always talking. It's just that we're too busy talking to everybody else and doing our own thing and talking ourselves. Shut up. I say, when you go to prayer, give a 90-10 prayer time to God, where he talks 90% of the time and you talk 10% of the time. Shutteth uppeth, okay? Just don't do all the talking. If you will give God an opportunity, he will talk to you. And he's not going to just talk to you about, you need to be at the 10:30 service again. No, he's going to talk to you about everything in your life. He's going to help you. He's a father. This boy, I had the most fun raising this boy. I got to say it. I know he hates me calling him the boy and pointing him out and all that stuff. He really is a very modest guy. God has gifted him so much, and he tries to be so modest. But, you know, I'm going to blow it anyhow. But, you know, I had so much fun raising my son. I mean, we would used to go to Mabel's place. Mabel was the lady sitting next to him, my wife. We had a counter in the kitchen, our kitchen counter, you know, and Mabel was supposed to be our waitress. We would have our cups or our glasses, and we put them down. Mabel, I need some more. Chocolate milk. You know, I need some more, Mabel. How's your truck going, buddy? Man, I tell you, I got that 18-wheeler. We talk so crazy. Had so much fun. 5 years old, we'd take them to Disneyland, took them to all kinds of places consistently. I had fun with it. Your father wants to have that kind of fun with you. God is the funniest person you will ever meet on this planet. He's got a great sense of humor. He loves you. He's not just trying to, let me find a baseball bat and hit him again. No. It's not like that. Don't make God out to be that. Who would want to go to heaven with that? I want to go to heaven and get some more knots in my head. Duh. I mean, that's absolutely stupid. Nobody wants to live like that. If you did it on this planet with people, you'd be going to jail for abuse. You can't do that to your kids. Why would God do that? He's the most wonderful father. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of thy country from your kindred. This is what you got to do if you want to really receive from God. You can't remember about all the mess you've been through. You can't act like those old guys. You know, I had a friend of my cousin, his name was Winky, and Winky was the weirdest dude, and he wanted everybody to be like him. You can't be like Winky and go and do the things God wants you to do. And all of us have Winkies in our lives. You know what I mean? Weird guys that, you know, hey, you should do this. No. Get out of thy country from your kindred. Get rid of your homies. Is that clear? And from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. I will show you a land. But I can't show it to you until you forget how you grew up. Some of us will never forget how we grew up, and we're trying to duplicate it in our marriage. And that's why I screwed up. God rescued you from them nuts you were living with. You were living with all those fruits and nuts, and God's trying to get you from it and give you a whole nother family. And we go kicking and screaming. I don't know if I want to go to church, but you'll go to Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, New Year's Eve with all them nuts that you grew up with. Get out. See, if you're going to have faith, you're going to have faith by yourself with God. You can't have no group faith. I mean, you can, but you got to start by yourself. This church didn't move on. This construction didn't move on until my wife and I shut up and stopped telling the congregation everything. Because there's some of the people were with us, woo, 150%. Then there was other people we say, we only need $2 more million. Huh? You know, you're getting a paycheck of $963.73 a month, and they need $2 million? Where that's coming from? Well, it ain't coming from you, obviously. So ain't no sense in you worrying about it because God ain't putting you under no pressure. I mean, you just do what you need to do. You whatever you're going to get. But see, what happens is that we think we're supposed to be, God says this is going to happen. Then we think we got to go out there and make it happen. Baloney. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to have to do it. He said believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. My part is laying hands on the sick. Then I'll just look at you. If you don't recover, it ain't my fault. I didn't say that. He said it. All he told me to do is lay hands on you. I lay my hands on you. These are hands. Believers, lay hands on the sick. I'm a believer. Laying hands on the sick. God, go ahead. Your turn. No, I may say, cancer, you got to go. But God's got to remove the cancer. And see, we try to perform, and then when we don't perform, it takes us back to who we used to be. Going right back. Back to who we used to be. Well, I told you it didn't work that well. That church stuff, and they talking about all this stuff. And, you know, believing God and casting out demons and talking about, you know, speak it. You have what you say and all that stuff. But man, these are principles that work. You are living off of what God spoke. He spoke all of the materials for the building, the seats you're sitting in, the carpet you got your feet on. He spoke these fibers into existence by faith. This is why you can't just talk stupid, especially when you become a believer. You can't talk like you used to talk. You can't think the way you used to think. You can't go back to your family. God took you out. Get out of your family. From your kindred. I mean your kinfolk, the third cousin that you lie ain't even your cousin, but the third cousin you got. People lie and say, this is my cousin. They ain't your cousin. Stop lying. You ain't nowhere blood related. See, and we play these stupid games, and God wants us to be able to come to his family and trust him. What God is trying to do with Abraham, who is our father in the faith, he's teaching us how to walk in faith. What he's trying to do, get everything around you away from you. I'm going to show you I'm God. I'm going to be the only one that can get the credit for what happens with your life. You ain't going to be able to say it was, I tried this and then I tried that. And the other one worked, but you know, No. It's either God or nothing. And that's how God wants us to live. Come on, God. You got to do it, because if you don't do it, it ain't working. It ain't going to happen. I'm just going to, you know. And that's what I told the Lord when I was dealing with that 6.5 years. I said, if you want me to live, fine. If not, I'm good with it. Most people are scared of death. I ain't no more. I don't want to die. I mean, I got things to do. I got more things to do now than I counted on my desk. I got 6 computers. I'm like, gosh, Lord. Each one have a purpose. One's aviation. Another one's music. Another one's for teaching the Word of God. Another one's studying the Word of God. The other one, I can't remember what that one's for. I don't even know. I mean, I do. I have, because, you know, you got memory and you got projects on different ones. And, you know, to me, it sections me off, sort of like having mailboxes, you know, email boxes. I'm getting too deep with y'all. Y'all. I mean, you know, because if you got an email box for your business, you don't want to tie your, if you're still working on a job, you don't want to tie that and have them sending emails to your job about your business, and the boss sees it, you're fired. Get out of thy country. And some of us have been a Christian for 40 years, still haven't got out of our country. And out of your, get away from your kindred. You still listen to what they say more than you listen to the Word of God. Well, I don't know about what the pastor said, but your cousin say something, boy, you got it. And he ain't even saved. See, some of you, you getting mad as if, oh, man, you hot. How could he talk about my cousin, my family like this? I ain't talking about your family. I'm talking about everybody's family, yours included. So it says, from your kindred and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. In other words, you don't even know where you're going. That's how God likes it. Ain't none of your business. I'll tell you when you get there. You'll know when we arrive. I'll tell you. And see, that's where your life is. You don't know where you're going to end up. This is what is exciting. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. I'll come back to Abraham in a little bit. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. I got about 2 minutes. Is that what that thing says? Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. I need help right now. How can I do this? Okay, I got about 3 minutes. I'm going to take about 3 more minutes. Can I take 3 more minutes? Okay, you'll sit there and watch, you know, that movie for 4 hours. You can listen to me for an hour, about 45 minutes, okay? Here we go. Now it shall come to pass. If is the hinge. Say, if is the hinge. If you do this, something's going to happen. You don't do it, nothing's happening. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments. Now, we saw Abraham being commanded. That word can be used for you. God doesn't want you to have to check with your Facebook, your Instagram, your TikTok to find out whether you should do something. Some of you depend on how many likes you get. Some of the people liking you so you do something stupid. Push you the wrong way. See, we got to get away from people. Jesus would go, he had 12 disciples. He would send them on a boat and go up into the mountain, up into the hills, and pray all night by himself. And he was Jesus. I mean, he is Jesus. He didn't want to sit there and hang around them, because sometimes people say stupid stuff. You listen to people, they'll say stuff that doesn't make any sense. And see, you got to really, really start. This is not judgmental, but you really have to consider who you're hearing from. I mean, this person has screwed their life up so bad. They're sitting there trying to tell you what to do. I mean, look at them. Look, do you really want what they got? And you're going to sit there and listen to them? I mean, at least go to the Bible and read and see what it says about it. Call your pastor or somebody. Call somebody. That's a believer for real. It'll come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Not make Christianity a Sunday hobby. You do this, and you golf, and you fish, and sometimes you go to church. So maybe you go to hell, you go to the bottomless pit, and God may let you in heaven. See, that's how stupid that is. You're either one thing or another. You got to make a commitment. God's not, he is a jealous God. I got to tell you, he's just jealous. He does not like anything else along with him being at the same level. So if your booze is up there with him, you got to have a drink before you go pray. That's a little different. Or you got to go see her the night before you go to church and then repent during service. These are just things that people do. You gotta deal with it. God wants you to obey. Now, that is not a nice word. For most people, they hate it. Who is he to say obey? Who do you think you are? Obey? Oh, yeah, and the Lord told me to share, you know, flying airplanes, helicopters. You are in somebody's airspace. And they are going to tell you what to do. And it gets stricter the more people around that airspace. Do you know you can't enter this airspace below 2,500 feet because McCord is over there? You've got to call them and ask them if you can come into the airspace right past Canyon Road is where the ring is. You come in before that, you're violating. Now, you can have in your head that I know how I'm going to land like this, I'm going to do this like that, but you better listen to air traffic control telling you something way down here what you better do. Do that first before they're going to let you come in over here. You don't do that, you can't be qualified to do this. See, but we want to just blow across everything and just, you can't tell me what to do. You are not going to live well that way. Yeah, that's right. It says, if you diligently, like you do your job, I ask you to give the same consideration to the church as you do your job. Come in just as late as you did today for church. On your job tomorrow, don't wait, and do it all week long and see what they give you on Friday. It ain't gonna be a nice brownie button. They're gonna fire your rear end because they're paying you. Well, in a way, don't take this wrong, but in a way, God's paying you. He paid the price for you to get rid of the nasty sins you were in. He paid the price so you could be able to pray and get healing. I don't know. This turned out pretty strong here today. He paid the price. So he expects a little something out of you. He ain't going to just keep paying and paying and paying and paying. And you ain't doing nothing. I'm talking sort of Ebonic. Let me back off. You're not doing anything? How unbecoming that is. That's not right. God is not pleased with that. See, we have to be fair with God even. If you diligently, now, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. Well, I wish I was the manager. You're not diligent enough. Why don't they put me in charge of one of the departments at the church? We see what time you come in and what time you leave. We see you pick and choose when you want to show up. You're not diligent. Well, it's just church. I'm just volunteering. No, you're not. You're in dress rehearsal for heaven. The way you act here is probably how you're going to act in heaven. You pick and choose when you want to come. You don't do nothing unless you want to. Not in this church. I'm not talking about this church. Talking about other churches, other places over in Egypt. So. I'm trying to talk from where we are. I'm trying to jolt you because this year is an accelerated year. You can't do what you've been doing. We've got to change in every area because God is ready to pour it on us. All right, I'll finish this and I'm done. It says, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you this day or today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Number two, and all these blessings shall come upon you by themselves. They come and overtake you. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Well, Pastor, if I ever hear God, the voice of the Lord, my God, I'm going to listen. You're hearing it right now. God is not going to come down here and shout at you. You are hearing, well, that's just a man. So was Moses. So was Paul, but you read all of his writings. So was Peter. So was John. So was Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Now there's one called Don. Really? Yeah. Don. Same anointing. Same Holy Spirit. Same word. Same God. Should be same obedience. Did you get that? I said, did you get that? I shouldn't have to have a letter from Congress for you to believe what I'm saying. So God wants us to obey diligently the word of the Lord our God. And that opens the door, swings it open, and causes the blessing of God. Now, what I preach to you today, I want you to go home and pray about it. Do like the Berean church and ask God, is that so? What that preacher was saying today, is that really what you are saying in your word? And do what he says. If he says, nah, then don't listen. But if he says, you really need that, you'll need about 3 more weeks of that. Then I would just start making some changes to word, because all I'm doing is giving you the word of God. It's been in your Bible all this time, just reading it to you. So today we're going to get rid of our family. Only the weird ones. You know what I'm saying. See, you get closer to God, people will drop away from you. You stop going to that bar, them drinking buddies ain't going to meet you there no more. You stop going to that cannabis shop down the street, they're not going to be liking you a whole lot. Okay? So you stop hanging around with that woman that's married to somebody else. She ain't going to like you no more. Let's make a confession. Say, God, thank you that I do have a family. It's the family of God. God, today, help me to get rid of my past, to take a hold of the future. Allow me to change, be different, not be the same, be a different type of person. God, help those that knew me not to know me in the way that I was known before. Make me new. Renew me. Help me to live this life where glory comes out of it and you receive it. Change my friends. Help me with my family. Allow me to not even act like I'm from this nation, but from the kingdom of God first, with integrity and principles and honesty in every part of my life. And I'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands, everybody. Let's thank God for what we received today. Amen. We have so many areas to take hold of. We'll do that over the period of time that we're together. Hope you're receiving this. Amen. These are things you need for 2026.